We are up to Simin Reish Hei Sif Beis, and that's what we'll be doing today. Al Hamayim Shebishlu Behem Yerokis Mavarach Abrach Atzma Shemavarach Al Yerokos Atzma. This is the halacha known in the Gemara as Meish Lokos. The water in which you cook vegetables gets the din of the vegetables themselves. Afal Pi Shem Behem Elatam Hayerek. Even though you have no mamoshes, no piece of vegetable in it, all you have is the flavor. Vahani Milik Shebishlam Belo Basar. That's only if you had it without meat. Whereas if you cooked it with meat, then that is the ikur flavor in it, and its bracha would be shahakol. Now, the din of vegetable soup, if you go through the Mishnah Brura, what you get is the following. It's got to be, first of all, that you're cooking the vegetables for the sake of the vegetables as well. If you're cooking vegetables only to make soup, and then you're going to throw out the vegetables, or someone may end up eating them only because it's awful to throw them out, then we would not say this halacha. In fact, we already had this in Reish Beis, where the Rama told us that the bracha on borscht was shahakol. And everybody asked, why isn't that an example of Meish Lokos? It's the water in which you cook the vegetable beet. We saw a beet is not to be eaten raw. It's eaten cooked. The way you cook it is you cook it in water, and what you get is borscht. Why is it shahakol, not adama? The answer is, because when you make borscht, it's for the sake of making the drink. It is not at all for the sake of cooking the beets, and the beets may actually be discarded. So the halacha there is, when do we say that the juice of the vegetable gets the halacha of the vegetable, meaning if you cook vegetable in water, that the water gets the din of the vegetable, that is only if you cooked it for the sake of the vegetable, or it does not be the primary sake of the vegetable, but it's also for the sake of the vegetable. Rule number two, it's got to be normal that people eat the juice. So, for example, if you cook up a pot of potatoes and drink the water out, since most people do not serve potato water, the halacha is that would be shahakol. The Mishnah Brura applies the same rule to kvisha when you pickle things. So, for example, sour pickle. You pickle a cucumber. What is the halacha of the pickle juice? So the Mishnah Brura says, in a place that people have pickle juice, say that they eat pickle juice with challah, but pickle juice is something that one does serve, then the halacha is that it would get a borei pri adama, because you pickle them for the sake of the sour pickles, not for the sake of the juice, and it's normal to have the juice, so the halacha would be there, that it would be borei pri adama. In a place where no one has pickle juice, the halacha would be, even though you had that in mind, it doesn't help you. So la halacha, you need both conditions. It was done for the sake of the vegetables, and it is normal to also have the juice. So when you make a vegetable soup, certainly if you have vegetables in the soup, and now you're having some of the soup without vegetables, its bracha is borei pri adama. And the same goes for soaking. In the case of mizonis, what happens if you have noodles? So you went ahead and cooked up soup with noodles. We're not talking about chicken soup. Water with noodles. There's a machlokas if that becomes borei pri adama or borei min hamizonis. Excuse me. If that becomes borei min hamizonis or not. It's a suffix, and lamaisa, what one does is says a shakol over it. What happens if you cooked it in a lot of water? So there we say the water is shakol, but the Mishnah Berurah means the chayadim is still mistapik, that it may have halacha of eitz. Now, what happens if it's a suffix? He says that even in such a case, it's a suffix. You should say a shakol mi suffix, but if you could emotzi it with something else, it would be far better. Now, what happens if you take a liquid that has its own flavor and you cook a vegetable in it? There, it would not take on the bracha of the vegetable because it exists in its own right. Its own flavor gets kadima over an absorbed flavor that got into it.